This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, most family farms are not structured the same as they used to be. It used to be just enough to say you own the land, the assets, and the livestock. However, we have come to learn that to relieve tax burdens and also keep the family farm safe as a separate entity from the individuals who benefit from it, many farmers are now limited liability corporations, or LLCs. And as the government looks at these entities, they want to make sure there's no tax evasion or unscrupulous business practices going on, and there's a new law governing these LLCs we'll talk about next.
A new year brings new opportunities for Iowa soybean farmers. From biofuels and policy to a changing market landscape, many factors impact the value of Iowa soybean crop. Learn about these trends and more on January 30th by attending Farm Forward, powered by the Iowa Soybean Association. Register today at iasoybeans.com and position your farm for success in 2024 and beyond. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
The Corporate Transparency Act was put in place here at the beginning of the year, and farmers may not realize that they're a part of the stipulations in this bill. That is, of course, if the family farm is an LLC. Harrison Pittman is executive director of the National Agricultural Law Center, and he talks about what this law means.
One I would add would be Corporate Transparency Act. That is going to be a huge one in 2024. It's a federal law. It's a mechanism for helping detect and prevent criminal money laundering and various types of fraud. And it requires business entities, and particularly LLC, to go through a reporting process. That reporting process is not terribly difficult. I'm not going to say it's super simple, but it's not like they're asking for your shoe size and a lot of personal information.
So Pittman explains a little bit about the process of the act. It's the same for LLCs that are both ag and non-ag related. This has nothing to do with any kind of rural versus urban or any kind of pick on farmers kind of policy from the government.
You will go through a process. It applies to everybody. When I say everybody, I mean ag and non-ag. It kicks in this year, and so far, every audience we've talked to is completely surprised to hear about it. We began kind of throwing it in some presentations last year, and the real kicker is that it does have penalties, including criminal penalties, inside of it. Now, it may be unlikely that a criminal action will be brought in most circumstances, but that is on the books. It is something to be aware of. So a lot of these operations, they may be a general partnership with LLCs underneath it, and people may have more than one business entity and so forth. So this is something that people are going to need to know.
This new rule affects roughly 32.6 million LLCs across the country. What's upsetting to Pittman is the fact that the new law was enacted with very little fanfare, and nobody's really taken the time to explain anything to any LLCs, agricultural or otherwise.
The real underlying kicker here is that it looks like it's nobody's job to tell anybody this thing is out there. It's not something people would intuitively know about. Attorneys who do estate planning might not be aware of this. It's something more likely operations might need to go to their attorney, or attorneys that learn about it might need to mail all their clients and say, hey, this is something that we're going to need to do. CPAs, same thing. They may not necessarily know about this reporting, but they need to do it. Different Secretary of State's offices or whatever name they go by, they need to know more about it, where they can put it on their website, for example, and give notice to people that there's this filing requirement that's going to follow the business filing. But that's a big one.
You can learn more about the Corporate Transparency Act at the National Ag Law Center's website through a link on ours at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.